Welcome to 2022 Talks, where we are following our democracy in historic times.
We have a moral obligation, to pass this assistance as soon as we can in the Senate.
A $40 billion Ukraine aid bill cleared a preliminary Senate vote Monday, setting up final passage this week. The bipartisan measure was temporarily blocked by Republican Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky last week, which drew a rebuke from Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer Monday.
Senator Paul's obstruction of Ukraine funding is totally unacceptable and only serves to strengthen Putin's hand in the long run. But to be clear, his obstruction will not prevent Ukraine aid from ultimately passing the Senate.
The White House has released a new strategy to tackle rising housing costs. Among other initiatives, the plan calls for rewarding cities who reform zoning to allow more high-density housing and expanding federal funding for affordable housing. White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre says the plan will help match supply and demand.
Today's action plan includes legislative and administrative actions that will help close America's housing supply shortfalls in 5 years, starting with the creation of preservation of hundreds of thousands of affordable housing units in the next 3 years.
The Pew Research Center reports the average cost of rent in America has risen by about 18% over the past 5 years, outpacing inflation by 2%. Senator Ted Cruz has won a lawsuit before the U.S. Supreme Court concerning his use of post-election campaign donations to recover personal loans to his 2018 Senate campaign. A bipartisan 2002 law capped those reimbursements at $250,000, which the Texas Republican was $10,000 over. President Joe Biden will visit Buffalo, New York today, just a few days after an 18-year-old man who authorities say spoke and wrote about white supremacist beliefs allegedly killed 10 and injured 3 in a shooting at a neighborhood supermarket. Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas said the federal government is treating the attack as a hate crime, but not an act of domestic terrorism.
The term domestic terrorism is a legal term, and because the investigation is ongoing, I won't employ that term.
President Biden plans to redeploy U.S. soldiers to Somalia in an effort to combat al-Shabaab terrorist forces in the East African nation. In December 2020, former President Donald Trump pulled out most of the 700 American troops stationed there. Pentagon spokesperson John Kirby says the troops won't be directly engaged in combat operations and will focus on advising and assisting local military.
The purpose here is to enable a more effective fight against al-Shabaab by local forces, and al-Shabaab has increased in their strength and poses a heightened threat.
The redeployment will be capped at about 500 soldiers. U.S. intelligence agencies estimate al-Shabaab, which is affiliated with al-Qaeda, has between 5 and 10,000 troops. I'm Jonah Chester for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.